welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 400. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Royal Headache. That song is called High, and it's the title track from the band's second album that came out in 2015 on What's Your Rupture Records. The band from Sydney, Australia, was featured on the podcast for their 2012 self-titled debut. And I didn't even know about this album coming out in 2015, but someone on my Twitter feed, Mandy, mentioned it, and I picked it up, and I'm very happy I did. A very solid album there, and a couple of tracks that are just dynamite, and I think that's one of them. Anyway, music, that's what you're here for. I've got new music here from Elf Power. This song is called $10 on the Ground.
Don't hate genetic test of faith of advanced primate neural circuitry that led to you and me. Defense for navigating this century's ugliness. But take the razor off your wrist, eject the bullets from the clip, bite your lip and beat it till it bleeds, and stumble on the best you can through this asylum, 'cause hopelessness can be charming. She began with it, I think bears repeating this. If you don't hate this world just a little bit, you are a goddamn idiot. If you don't hate this world just a little bit, you are a goddamn idiot. The cigarette touched her lips, the smoke absorbed nicotine, lit her frontal cortex up like a Christmas tree.
stuff falls out. Hard the way it makes you smile. This thing leaves up complaints. Not even star-crossed. Just unlucky.
Not sure how that happened, but we got a little bitty cigarette-themed set there. That was Codeine with the song Cigarette Machine. That's on the Frigid Stars LP, which came out in 1990 on Sub Pop Records. Been thinking about that band a lot lately. Read a recent story on the history of slowcore. I think maybe Noisy did that one, not sure. But it talks about Codeine. And then Chris Brokaw from that band was in the New Year that I played last week as well. So it got me thinking about it, and I went and picked up that album. I think I owned that way back when it came out. Got sent to college radio where I was working at the time, but I don't think I've had it for years, so it's nice to listen to that one again and find some things in there I liked a lot. And then, you know, that song there is probably my favorite, but only because it sounds a lot like Slint. And, well, really, the closer anybody can get to Slint, the happier I'm going to be. Before that, we heard from Folk Aside from Kansas City. The song is Imaginary Rant from an Imaginary Girl, and it's on the album The Meaningless Glare of Broken Human Beings. It came out summer of 2014 sometime, a project there from Bernie Booth. Saw the band for the first time a few weeks ago, and there are photos up on the Too Much Rock website, trying to get my handle around everything that's going on in that man's head. And then we started things off with Elf Power. The song is $10 on the Ground. It's on the album Twitching in Time. That one came out May 12th on Orange Twin Records, which is the band's own label. The project there of Andrew Reiger, maybe Rieger, I don't know. He's been around forever. The band's been around forever, and they just never stopped making great albums. Big thunderclap happening here. It's the Midwest. It's the early evening, and there are storms. It happens. It's very nice. One of the nice things about being here. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music here. This is something new from Amy Mann. The song is called Goose Snow Cone.
Looking into the face of the goose snow cone. Should be shaking it loose, but you do it alone. Every look is a truce, and it's written in stone. Keep it together when your friends come back. Always checking the weather, but they wanna know why. Even birds of a feather find it hard to fly. Thought I saw at my feet an origami crow. Under the snow, always snatching defeat, it's the devil I know. keep it together when your friends come back. Always checking the weather, but they wanna know why. Even birds of a feather find it hard to fly. Looking into the face of the good snow cone. But I couldn't go on. I just wanted a place, but I ended up gone. Gotta keep it together when your friends come back. Always checking the way.
When Leonard finally came to California, he was 21 years old that I recall. And he loved to write a song and pick the guitar, and he came to hang a gold one on his wall. The town in which he lived is not important, but you'll know which town I mean by the time I'm through. He soon became a famous entertainer, but Leonard was a name he never knew. He was on his way to having what he wanted. Most of all, his dreams had been unfurled. Hey, once he even followed Elvis Presley, and he wrote a lot of country songs for love. But he laid it all aside to follow Jesus. For years he chose to let his music go. But preaching wasn't really meant for Leonard. Still, how the hell was Leonard supposed to go? Well, life began to twist its way around him, and I wondered how he carried such a load. He came back again to try his luck in music, and he lost his wife and family on the road. After that, he seemed to bog down even deeper, and I saw what booze and pills could really do. And I wonder if I'd ever seen him sober. But I forgot about a friend that Leonard knew. Well, Leonard gave us lots of inspiration. He helped teach Hank how to write a country song. And he even brought around a bag of groceries. Hey, back before Muskogee came along. Now really I'm not trying to hide his show name, or the town in which this episode began. Just have to carry on the song for a time, if just to see the smiling faces cross the land. When Leonard finally came to California, he was 21 years old as I recall. And he loved to write a song and pick a guitar. And he came to hang a gold one on his wall.
And I think he probably did hang up a few of those gold records by the time he was done. A lot of unpack in that one. That is Bonnie Prince Billy doing the song Leonard, originally by Merle Haggard, and written about Tommy Collins, whose real name was Leonard Raymond Sipes. But Tommy Collins just sounds like a better name for a songwriter. The album is Best Troubadour, and it just came out May 5th on Drag City Records. It is a tribute to Merle Haggard, all songs of Merle or songs that Merle made famous. And it is a wonderful album, a great Bonnie Prince Billy album, and always happy to hear what is, I guess, sucking in all of Will Oldham's energies, and he puts it in the right places, I think. Before that, we heard from Amy Mann. The song was Goose Snow Cone from the album Mental Illness. That came out end of March, March 31st, on Super Ego Records, and I think that's her own label as well. And that album is, I think she said she set out to write the most depressing album, and maybe it is, but it's maybe my favorite. In fact, let's go on a limb. It is my favorite Amy Mann record, and I am a very, very big Amy Mann fan. I can't think of a more underrated artist, and this is a very, very solid album. That song starts the album, and I think it also starts her set, the Tiny Desk concert she did, so look that one up on NPR and watch that. It's so very good. Anyway, I'm out of time here. I need to wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock, podcast number 400. Sounds like a milestone. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Facebook and Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up here. Lover Girl is playing their CD or album release party at Record Bar tonight the 19th. Or Schwervon is playing at the Brick the 19th as well. Tuffy's have an in-store on the 20th at Mills. The 25th, Waves is coming to the Record Bar. The 25th to 28th is the Westport Roots Festival. And that one should be a really good time. I know Mo Bandy is playing that one, and I'd just love to see him. Not sure how I can make that happen. The 27th, Reviver is playing at the Holy Cow. 28th, Richard Buckner at his Secret House show in Brookside. I nearly said Brookline, wrong city. Diet Sig is playing the 7th at the Reverb in Omaha or the 8th at the Rose in Columbia, Missouri. Not sure I can make either one of those, but boy, do I want to. On the 8th, the Rays are playing a show at Revolution Records. And I forget who's playing with them on that one. Oh, Warm Bodies. So that should be a good show. Elvis Costello is at the Crossroads on the 9th. On the 17th, Willie Nelson will be playing at the Starlight. And the 23rd, I've got Joe Jackson at the Uptown. So some shows stretching from May into June there. Anyway, one song left for you this week. Let me go ahead and cue that one up for you. The band is called Letting Up Despite Great Faults, and the song I'm going to play is called Starlet. It's a great little electropop, synth-pop, indie-pop song, and the album is Alexander Devotion. I think it's a four-song EP, if I remember right. It came out February 10th on Shelf Life Records. It's a project of Mike Lee, based out of Austin, Texas, but I don't know a whole lot more other than this is just a delightful recording. So we're going to end things here. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.